doesn't mean all of us can say that we don't have pride. I mentioned yesterday the two statements of Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi. He quoted as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who says that abstain from dragging your lower garment, because dragging the lower garment is due to pride. So just the fact that a person is dragging his lower garment, it is already due to pride. And then Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi, so beautifully he mentioned, it is not permissible for a man to allow his garden, to allow his clothing to hang over his ankles. And he says, even if a person claims that I do not have pride, this will not be accepted, because such dragging of his garment is a clear sign of a person's pride. Today's hadith, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La yanzur Allahu yawm al-qiyamati ila man jarra izarahu bataran. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at a person who drags his garment due to pride. Yeah, ulama explained that why such severe warnings is given for a person that drags his garment. Few explanations is given. One I mentioned yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned ayat of Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This pride, this grandeur, this glory, this is in the heavens and earth, this is reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when a person displays his ajizi, his inkisari, a person displays his inability. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُّعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. The essence of all ibadat is dua. When a person makes dua, then a person automatically now is subduing himself, he's showing his humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. On the complete opposite, when a person starts wearing his clothing, like how a proud person wears it, then automatically now he's showing the complete opposite. He's not showing that humility and tawazu. Now he's showing that greatness and pride, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like at all. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. That person who's got one atom's weight of pride in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. What it means is he will not enter Jannah without being cleansed of that. So he'll have to go to Jahannam for a short period of time, and he will be then cleansed, and then he will be allowed. We all like to get the first entry into Jannah, so therefore we have to be very careful. So ulama give four reasons why this is disliked so much. One is they explain it's got that element of wastage in it. Person only needs his length to be above his ankle. Now he's wearing it and he's dragging it below his ankles. So firstly, there's an element of wastage. The next is he's imitating woman. Woman folk are encouraged to have long clothing. So this person deliberately now is wearing clothing that he's imitating. So there's an imitation of woman that is involved there. The third thing is this person now is wearing this garment, and it's very likely that when he's walking on the street, when he's walking on the road, that it will touch some mess on the floor because the thing is dragging like this. So it stays less clean. So the third reason ulama give is because of the fact that there's more chances of impurity coming on a person wearing clothing like this. Therefore, it is disliked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those things that are pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is pure. Allah loves those things that are pure. And the fourth reason ulama give, which is a very important reason, is the person is making tashbih. Tashbih means he's imitating the proud people. So although in his heart he may be thinking that I don't have pride, or maybe he doesn't have, but the fact that he's imitating the proud people is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. So this the tashbih, all the time we must ask ourselves, in whatever we do, in our styles, in our mannerisms, in our speech, in our clothing, in the way we eat, ask ourselves, who are we imitating? Are we imitating those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? Then there's a great chance, inshallah, that we'll also be taken as that people, or those, the class of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Or if you're imitating those people that are proud, those people that are arrogant, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, then there's a great chance that we'll be included among those people just by us imitating them. So therefore we should be very careful. Just to end off a small incident, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those magicians that came to challenge him, those magicians that were hired and employed by Fir'aun to challenge Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it comes in the kitab, that what they did to create a scene of even more confusion, they all dressed up exactly like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The clothing was just like that of Musa alayhi salam. So what it would do is enhance the confusion there at that moment. Everyone now is looking. Imagine you got two teams are playing, soccer teams are playing, and both teams are wearing exactly the same kit. What confusion it will create on the field. So this was their idea, to create confusion. But what they did was they wore clothing exactly like the same of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that clothing of them imitating the Nabi of that time, and they just wore that clothing that imitated the Nabi of that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps used this as a sabab to give all those magicians he died. At the end, they all accepted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi, because of that imitation of the Nabi. So this imitation also of the pious is such a great thing. Even if we ourselves are not pious, but we try to imitate the pious, this in itself carries a lot of weight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.